Half a dozen Catholic nuns arrived on a bus in Wheeling this week. The women are part of NETWORK, a national Catholic social justice lobby, which educates, organizes, and lobbies for economic and social transformation. The Catholic sisters visited shelters, schools, food pantries, and citizens in Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, and finally in West Virginia as they made their way to Washington, D.C. The tour is in response to Pope Francis's call to transform politics and the economy. This is the fourth national Nuns on the Bus tour, themed Bridge the Divides, Transform Politics. The 13-day, seven-state tour began in St. Louis, Missouri on September 10th and made its way to Washington, D.C. this week, where Pope Francis will be received by President Obama and Congress. On the bus ride into the state, Executive Director Sister Simone Campbell explained that she and her sisters were coming to talk about the Pope, but also out of curiosity and to gossip about West Virginia.
I have three virtues for the 21st century that I've been promoting. The first is holy curiosity, that we ask each other questions, that we raise issues, that I find out how you think about this and what are you aware of. And the second is sacred gossip. Once I've found what you discover, then I have a responsibility to tell others. We have to spread the message. And the third is the virtue of doing one thing.
Sister Simone says it's easy to feel overwhelmed with all the issues that exist in the world today. And that feeling, she says, often leads to paralysis. Her thought is that individuals need only find and focus on one issue or task.
So if each of us does one thing, it all gets done because we're in community. So that's what I'm just trying to do, is do my thing. And right now it seems to be riding the bus, stirring people up.
The nuns' charter bus was wrapped in the Nuns on the Bus logo and several thousand signatures. It pulled into East Wheeling, where a small crowd was waiting.
You're ready to do it? Let's make a difference together. Thank you so much.
This was one of 33 events planned during the 2,000-mile trip. The nuns toured East Wheeling to learn about Grow Ohio Valley, an organization of community gardens, greenhouses, and an inner-city farm. Kate Marshall of Grow Ohio Valley helped organize and lead the tour.
Part of our outdoor growing learning center is going to be an heirloom preserve.
Wow.
After a bit of dinner at the Catholic Worker House in East Wheeling, the visit from the nuns on the bus culminated with a town hall meeting at Wheeling Jesuit University. The nuns then took to the final leg of their tour to Washington to help welcome Pope Francis. Back on the bus, Sister Simone said she's praying the Pope's visit will have an impact on legislators. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.